Hey everybody, it's the 22nd of November, just a few days from Thanksgiving, and we are giving God thanks this entire month for different things, and we have covered a multitude of different things to give God thanks for. Today I want to go back to the basics. This morning, did you crawl out from underneath some warm covers in your bed? Did you have a roof over your head when you woke up this morning? Did you have heat in your home? Did you have food in your pantry or in your refrigerator that you could eat, even if it's not what you would prefer? Do you have a car in your driveway, or do you have someone you could call for a ride to get you places today? Do you have a source of income so that you can pay your bills, or assistance to help you to pay your bills? Do you have basic safety of knowing that where you go today, you're going to be safe? I think most of us can answer yes to each one of those questions. If you can't, then certainly we want to know about that. But it's so easy for us to forget these things that we have every day that most of the time we don't even think of. We may give God thanks for our food before our meal, but if I'm honest with you, when I pray before a meal, I am thankful for the food. But I'm not as thankful for that food as what people are who only get to eat once a day or once every couple days. Isn't it funny how we take for granted things that just become so normal to us? How many people in the world, if they woke up today and crawled out from underneath warm covers and had a roof over their house without drafts going through their house? People who got up this morning and they didn't have to worry about their safety. There are so many millions of people today that don't know where they're going to get their next meal. And here I am, so easy to complain about little inconveniences, slow traffic or road construction or roundabouts, right? It's so easy for us to lose perspective. But today I want to just go back and start at the beginning of the things that God gives us that we so easily just don't think about because they're there for us every day. Let's pause and give thanks today for all the little things that are really, really big things. Father, so many of these things that I see or don't even notice that are such huge blessings, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I take it for granted. I'm sorry that I don't even notice when my house is warm, when I don't even notice that I don't feel fearful about going out. Father, I want to thank you for all of the little conveniences that I have in my life, the clean air to breathe, the food to eat. Father, when I open my closet and complain because I don't have anything to wear as I'm looking at a closet full of clothes, or I open a refrigerator and think to myself, I wish there was something to eat when my refrigerator is full of different kinds of foods. It's so easy to forget. Lord, today I want to be more aware. This week I want to be more aware. In my life, I want to be more aware of big blessings that look like little blessings that I don't even recognize. Father, for those things that you give me each and every day for my very sustenance, so that I can do what you've called me to do, so that I can take care of my family. Father, I just pray that as we walk into today, that our eyes would be opened to a bunch of little things that are really big things that we take for granted that we can give you thanks for this week. Lord, that's what I want my heart and my mindset to be this week as we head into Thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.